icebreakers on Against the Arctic.
Oh, so smooth,
isn't it? Christmas smooth.
Christmas smooth.
We probably should have had a Christmas theme for icebreakers this time around. You know, a special Christmas theme. I'm feeling festive.
I can tell. I should have made one up specially, shouldn't I?
Like that was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dave Hager is my guest. And every month, well, it's in an ideal world, it's every month. Turns out to be every 5 or 6 weeks, Dave comes in here on the show and tells us about various interesting things, art-related, going on in this city. And they can be digital of nature, so websites. But we don't really discriminate, do we?
No, it's just a rant.
It's just a bit of a rant.
All things pretty to look at.
Yeah.
And see.
And so, what's first up?
First up is, I suppose this time of year, everything really is sort of shutting down. I know all the commercial galleries are certainly shut until late Jan, early Feb. And it's also a time where everyone's been in a frantic rush to get the last task of 2006 packed up in a way.
The last tasks?
Tasks.
Yes.
Of 2006 packed up and put away so that they can start afresh in 2007, but that certainly doesn't mean you need to be bored come a festive time, nursing hangovers, etc. And food overs.
Food overs.
Is there a word for food overs? You always eat too much at Christmas.
I don't know, but I think that thing that's in the turkey that makes you fall asleep is kind of kicking in.
So today, my lovely partner and I, we went down to Acca to see Mike Nelson's latest installation, Lonely Planet. Now, I have seen some other works by Mike. He's highly regarded as an installation artist. This one was a little different to what I expected. Mm. It is on from the 21st, it just opened, until the 25th of February next year at 111 Sturt Street in South Bank. Mike Nelson is a British installation artist who I suppose really came to the fore when he was nominated for the Turner Prize, as an entrant into the Turner Prize back in 2001 for his building installations in which he uses scavenged materials, sort of wood, junk, and recreates these almost maze-like installations inside of contemporary art spaces, which in itself is just something phenomenal.
Yeah.
The construction engineering that goes into these.
Can I just ask, is the junk that he's brought from, is this a travelling installation with all its junk, or has he come into Melbourne and found the junk and assembled something?
Well, this one is actually Australian. It's based around Australian. That's what, hence Lonely Planet.
Right.
It's sort of a take at the travel guide in itself.
Right.
There's Australian beer cans, empty beer cans in the installation. So yes, he does scavenge and find stuff here as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's the case with all installations throughout the many places he's exhibited. I know he's exhibited a lot in the US. However, yeah, here, definitely. And this one,
it's just good to know that it's our junk.
If at all junk, yes.
Yeah.
It's now art.
Yeah.
But Lonely Planet is indeed another one of his honeycombed mazes, and left me wondering if the door that I was opening to enter the exhibition was actually the door to the Acca offices. It was really quite a disconcerting entry, which is obviously intentional that way. Also intriguing for that fact as well.
Why did you think it was an office?
It's a wooden door you have to walk through, and it has no signage. So you're walking into Acca thinking, well, is this the door that leads me to the exhibition, or, of course, being part of the exhibition, and also heightens the experience of entering into one of Mike's worlds, I suppose you can call it.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it's a rather sort of dank installation. It's a run down, dodgy wooden floorboard. Immaculately recreated interior, with little rooms peering off through doors, offices that look like they were from a really bad 70s cop show. But it's all very dark and lit by a couple of, you know, only a few fluorescent sort of 70s lights.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the smell of new paint, obviously being such a new installation, having only been open recently, you would have felt you weren't, you weren't where you were. You weren't in a gallery of contemporary art.
Sure.
But that being said, for me, it was instantly a disconcerting feeling. I felt disorientated the whole way. You've got these little doorways left and right. Do I open that? Do I walk through that?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for...
It's pretty big in scale.
It's massive.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for one of the guides that had gone through before me, I wouldn't have known where to go.
Yeah.
And then you sort of come out into a built garage with an old Holden in there and work tools, a steel roof, corrugated roof shed. Roof to the shed. And leading through doors, I mean, there's some digital projection on the exterior of the building that I suppose allows you to gauge the exterior, you know, that it's not just internal, it's not just rooms. There's the Australian bush and there's also water. For me, it was a strong surfy feel. It was a strong 60s, 70s surfy feel, almost hippie, bushy, etc. But he certainly salvaged and scavenged the right objects and placed them into these stark, kind of beaten-up rooms that are nostalgic but familiar as well, in that being that sort of old, iconic surf, you know, Australian heritage that we've got. But I think the true genius lies certainly in the way that this is constructed. I mean, you walk out and especially being in the confines of Acker's building, what it is. I mean, it's, you know, this big tin shed in itself, really. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous piece of architecture. But then to have that inside, it's just... That's what blew me away. Not so much the actual installation itself. It just made me think a lot, and it made me feel quite...
Sounds like he gave you a Lonely Planet feeling, though.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, he's certainly done the right thing. It was just a very bizarre experience.
Yeah.
And that's certainly how my partner came out of it as well.
Yeah.
She was, quite taken aback by it. So.
And so it's running for a little while?
Running until the 25th of Feb. I do suggest going and seeing it because it certainly puts you out of your comfort zone in terms of installation art. You're normally used to walking into a room and still seeing the white walls of a contemporary gallery space, but this just totally squashes that.
At least it was like that with the last Gillian Wearing exhibition anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we talked about.
Last edition.
We did indeed. So, moving on and moving around the corner.
If you just tuned in halfway, that was at Acker too.
That was at Acker. Again, 111 Sturt Street down in South Bank. I'm sure you all know where it is. A lovely day outside today, so we walked around the corner.
In the afternoon, at least.
Yeah, it's bitter outside.
It's chilly outside.
We kind of want to be in New York for a snowy summer. Snowy Christmas. Snowy summer Christmas. Around the corner into the NGV International Building on 180 St Kilda Road for Sneakers, Classics to Customs. And... a killer exhibition, especially after seeing Mike Nelson's sort of installation piece and walking into the commercial wares of sneakerdom.
Did you bust some breakdance moves together?
Actually, there's some sort of electro kind of 80s hip-hop sort of mash-up music playing on the second floor. Through the exhibition, which is... Nice. And a little digital kind of... projection onto the wall, which sets the tone. But whether you're a diehard sneaker freaker, as they're called, or so I'm told they're called, sneaker freakers, or just aching for a trip down memory lane, or even if you're a serious design buff who needs a lesson in branding and the epitome of, this exhibition's an absolute killer. I was gasping at all the old Nikes and Adidas and Reebok pumps that I either had or craved for so dearly as a young
teen,
or Jordan, getting the old Jordan 3s or Jordan 4s. I'm actually looking at a picture now of Nike Air Force 180s, which have this sort of rancid fluorescent pink and a sort of semi-leopard pattern on them. I mean,
were there some really garish customizations in there?
Absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
They're worth an absolute mint these days. The market for them is just huge.
But they'd never really sell them, would they? I mean, these objects.
It's collectors.
Pride and joy, though.
Absolutely. Objects. There's this sort of underground, well, which isn't so underground now, market for them. I think certainly in Tokyo and the US there is. It's taking off here. I know Simon Wood's magazine, Sneaker Freaker, is doing really, really well.
From very humble beginnings.
Very. So
I think this is also assembled from 13 collectors, and they're all Australian, so none of these shoes have come from overseas, Sydney or Melbourne sneaker collectors.
You were saying you recently interviewed...
I did. I was on breakfast the last week here on 3RRR with the lovely Alicia sometimes, and we spoke to Paola, who curated the exhibition. So,
but
she gave us a bit of an insight into the exhibition. She was really excited.
And to where they came from?
Yeah.
It's quite a character that collects things. And I mean, I recently met one at the Red Bull Music Academy, a sneaker collector, and asked how many pairs, and they don't like to reveal how many they actually own to how many they wear. They're sort of boxed up. It's like toy collecting. You don't get them out of the packaging. And
she said it was hilarious when she finally got to meet all these sneaker freakers, having had, you know, significant email contact in getting the exhibition ready, and then they all walked in and they're like kids in a candy store running around because they got a preview before the door opened.
Salivating at Kicks. But definitely get down there. Again, another free one. So there is plenty to do around this time. Most of the public spaces are open and public galleries are open
Through the holidays.
I think it's just Christmas Day, actually, that they shut. So I suggest taking a wander with the stroller or whatever it may be down to these places and seeing these exhibitions. Moving away from...
Sneakers
and exhibitions onto the wonderful World Wide Web, and that of a Melbourne-based online zine, which they call a community, not a zine, of emerging writers, artists, illustrators and photographers, and that is Litmosphere at www.litmosphere, as it is spelt. Even .com. These online zines and online, I suppose, information blogging, etc., these days is building into quite a phenomenon. And the programs, the ease of use of a lot of the programs out there at the moment are allowing more and more people to do this out of their humble little abodes. Which is great news for all of us who get to stumble across this, like I did. Actually looking for something else on the net and bumped across it. It covers, as I said, sort of writers and artists. Some beautiful little illustrations on there at the moment. I think they're onto about their third issue. They also have Litmus Journal, which you can get in all of the good bookstores and record stores around town.
A free publication?
Or? No, it was at the start. It was a non-for-profit little business, but it is now running, obviously, to cover costs of printing and distribution, etc. I think it's around $10. They do have their own little eBay store up there as well.
Okay.
So you can see the information on there. I think they're on MySpace along with everyone else in this world.
Except me.
There's plenty of... You should get an Against the Arctic MySpace.
So. Yeah, it can't be too long. And so how often do they refresh the issues?
I think it's from the start, I think it was monthly, but I think the online information is actually refreshed weekly.
Right.
So it's definitely, a lot of the stuff that's in the print publication is also found online as well. So it's definitely well worth a look. They have a themed monthly issue for as well, for the journal, that is, which is sort of packed with artwork and articles. created by local people that submit work as well, and they're always open to taking on new writers and the like.
Mm-hmm.
So I do suggest subscribing to them as well, which you can do online. The Litmus store, which is their eBay store, also shows that they manufacture what they call stupendous items of a thrilling nature.
Just to put it lightly.
Yeah, it's books and t-shirts and right. CDs and bags. That stupendous they may be.
Yes.
Skate decks and funny hats. So that is litmussphere.com.
And if you're driving along or you just haven't got access to a pen right now because you're, you know, doing some Christmas activities, don't fear, we post all this information up on the Against the Arctic playlist at the end of the show. So all websites and information will be up there. So, yeah, you can access it later at www.rrr.org.au.
That you can. Just quickly moving on to part four, which is Nerds Gone Wild. Now, it's only a brief mention. If you want to smile over your Christmas dial, get on to www.nerdsgonewildmagazine.com. Another one of these online zines, an absolute killer. It is published by a nerd collective in Melbourne. They are
taking new members, or
taking nerd to a new height. Well, nerd is cool, apparently. I think it is too.
I'm a nerd.
Everyone wants to be a nerd. That's the problem with nerdism. Mm. They talk all things nerd, that being vintage PCs, Degrassi Junior High, Doctor Who, hacking. In their own words, it's the crap you'll love in too much detail, as only nerds would do.
What's this just articles about?
It's just Nerdville. It's fantastic. It's super tongue-in-cheek. Yeah. It's really worth a laugh. get on there and check it out. They're into their second issue, I think it is. Well worth a look. Sorry, I just crack up when I talk about it because it's hilarious. And finally, as I briefly mentioned at the start of the show, Christmas time is a time for sharing and time for giving. And what better gifts are book vouchers? And there's plenty of good books out there at the moment. I always like getting book vouchers. I always like books, being a book fiend.
You're a book nerd.
I'm a book nerd. I am a book nerd. I need to submit to Nerds Gone Wild. One of the more recent publications that I've seen was Destiny Deacon's Walk and Don't Look Black. If you don't know Destiny Deacon's work, she is probably at the... Well, not probably. She is at the forefront of contemporary Indigenous art in Australia. She tackles the political side, the racial side of Indigenous artists, and uses objects, installations and photographs to explore these issues. The book is quite heavy. I think it's published by the Museum of Contemporary Art. And it's really cheap at $29.95, but it's a great insight into what our contemporary Indigenous artists are doing. And I strongly suggest you have a look at that if you can get your hands on it.
When you said heavy, did you mean in weight or in...
No, content? Not in weight, in content.
Yeah.
In content. Destiny certainly doesn't hold back in exploring sort of race and gender and sexuality and those type of issues from a Koori perspective. And her work's really confronting at times. It's also really beautiful at other times, but it's certainly quite challenging.
And who's publishing that
one? Museum of Contemporary Arts, one of their...
Oh, MCA.
Yeah. One of their local... I think the exhibition was there earlier on in the year. But get your hands off on it if you can. And for those of you that get really large book vouchers and are in need of an art Bible, then the new McCulloch's Encyclopedia of Australian Art, published by Melbourne University Publishing, is a must-have. It only comes out once every 10 or 15 years. It's revised once every 10 or 15 years.
We've just got a new one.
We have just got a new one at $295.
Ouch. That's but a big book voucher.
It is a Bible. you can't read it in bed, because if you fall asleep, it'll crush you. It is a big book. And it references Australian art since 1770, There's biographical information on over 3,000 Australian artists. There's essays, there's images all the way through. It touches on movements, particularly Australian movements and international movements that have come to Australia and how they've come to Australia and what's happened to them since then. It is, yeah, the Art Bible. So that one's for the Big Book voucher.
Cool.
And that about wraps it up, except for the fact that you mentioned...
I don't think I'm going to...
Briefly, you're not going
to. Eyes, Lies and Illusions is really great. It's an exhibition that's on down at...
Acme.
Down at Acme, which I went to see the other day, and probably the reason I wasn't going to talk about it was because you could spend about 6 or 7 hours down there and not get bored. And I spent an hour and 40 minutes, which was all the time that I had spare on that day. And I saw everything, sure. But... you know, I could have done another round. It's part of the Werner Niecks is the collector, I think, and it's a travelling exhibition that's come from London.
It's a big exhibition.
It's a huge exhibition, and it's I haven't said much about it. It's all sorts of it's sort of the it's history of the moving image and the printed image and artwork and tricks of the mind and the eye and illusions and the history of moving of photography and moving image and yeah, there's some great work in there, and it's open for a while.
One to see over the holiday season.
Yeah, but I'd give yourself a good 3 hours down there.
Tops.
Well, Dave, thanks.
Thank you kindly, and all the best for the new year when I will see you next.
It's been cracking. Well, Against the Arctic is away for the entire month of January, which is why we're not going on holidays on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, so we'll be back next week doing the show, warming you up for a midnight party. Thanks to Dave. We'll just hear a message and then some more music. You're on 3RRR Against the Arctic till 10 o'clock.
Come welcome in the new year with an all-star party at Revolver Upstairs on New Year's Eve, including a four-hour DJ set from Recluse, Nick Thayer with a live band performing cuts off his upcoming debut album, and Fancy Paz with guest MC Damaja, plus DJs Boogs, Spacey Space, Ransom, Richard Campbell, Neil Stafford, Nigel Last, Ms. Crystal, Raph Boogie and Ben Stacey. Tickets on sale now from Polyester, Collector's Corner, Greville, The Corner Box Office on 9427 9198 and Revolver, RRR sponsors. Thank you.
You lied to me, you had to lie. tu cherches quoi? Raconterai la mort. Tu te prends pour qui? Toi aussi, tu détestes la vie. Dans sa chambre, Joël et sa valise. On regarde sur ses fringues, sur les murs des photos, sans regret, sans mélodie. La porte est claquée, Joël est barré.
Grace Jones with I've Seen That Face Before from the album Nightclubbing came out of Horace Andy. Cuss, Cuss was the track we heard, some nice dub sounds. Truth and Soul. No, sorry, before that was Black Velvet with An Earthquake's Coming, the label Truth and Soul Records. Sylvia Striplin with You Can't Turn Me Back. Beautiful Sol Leroy Ayres production. And Moondog with Bird's Lament was the song we heard. You might recognise that from the Mr. Scruff track, Get a Move On, from some albums ago. It's about 18 minutes to the hour of 10. You're with Declan on Against the Arctic until 10 o'clock. And we've got someone, Seb Hampson's coming in to fill in for Michael Cusick tonight on Noise in My Head from 10 till 12. Have to check the fill register to see if Mark Harwood will be in from midnight till 2 with the fabulous Wake in Fright program. There are a lot of summer fills happening at the moment because it's the holiday season and Triple R announcers work for free, so sometimes they like to take a bit of time off, spend time with their families and get out of town at this time of year. But we have a host of fine people waiting in the wings to entertain you. I will be away for all of January, as I mentioned, having a bit of a holiday myself, but I'll be back starting in February. Thanks to Dave for Icebreakers number 7 or 8, I think we're up to. We've still got time for some more songs before we get out of here. And I have to say special thanks to Kit, Tyler and Miranda for a delivery of delicious Christmas pudding. Soul Jazz released this collection of Brazilian sounds called Tropicália. Whole collection of stuff from artists like Gal Costa, Caetano Veloso, Jorge Ben, Gilberto Gil and the crazy, crazy Os Mutantes. This is a really great Gal Costa track. Comes from that collection called Sebastiana. This will be featuring in my best of 2006, which I'll be doing next week on New Year's Eve here on 3RRR from 8 till 10, getting you ready for, as you head out on the town.
Convidei a comadre Sebastiana pra dançar um chachado na Paraíba. Com a dança diferente e pulava que nem uma guariba. Ela veio com a dança diferente e pulava que nem uma guariba. E gritava A, F, O, U, Y. E gritava A, F, O, U, Y.
Padre Sebastiano pra dançar um xaxado na Paraíba. Ela veio com uma dança diferente que pulava que nem uma bariba. Ela veio com uma dança diferente que pulava que nem uma bariba. E gritava A, F, O, U, Y. E gritava A, F, O, U, Y. Já cansada no meio da brincadeira e dançando fora do compasso, segurei Sebastiano pelo braço e gritei: não faça sujeira um xaxado, esquentou na gafieira. Sebastiano não deu mais fracasso. Y gritaba, ay, y gritaba,
Mad Lib with the Spanish Bells from the Beat Conductor Movie Scenes compilation. A very short but nonetheless very funky beats. Mr. Malatu, a start K before that with Kasalefkut Hulu from the Ethiopian Modern Instrumental Classics, part of the incredible series Ethiopics, which is re-releasing lost classics of Ethiopian music, kind of melange of jazz, funk, and soul, and just some of the most beautiful stuff. Before that, we heard a little belly dancing music. We had a little trouble deciphering exactly who the artist was, but it's Safet's Orchestra, and we think that the track was Mevlana that we heard. Followed on from Gal Costa, Sebastiana from the Tropicalia compilation. It's just about time for me to skedaddle on out of here. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the last couple of hours of Against the Arctic. It's been fun presenting an all over the shop Christmas show for you, and a thanks to Dave for Icebreakers. I'm going to leave you with this cracking Christmas hip hop jam from the Juice Crew, and it's just an MP3 that someone sent to me in a bit of jest. Over email as a Merry Christmas thing, an old friend who's no longer living in Australia. So I don't know the title, but it's Juice Crew. It's MC Shan, Marley Marl, Big Daddy Kane. And if this doesn't get you in the mood for festivities, then I don't know what will. Stay tuned for Seb Hampson. Noise in My Head. He's filling in for Michael Cusick for the next couple of hours. Keep him company to the witching hour. If you're out and about, lost and looking for something to do, the Crayon Fields are playing down at the Northcote Social Club tonight. They're just about to hit the stage. Should be a great gig, and it's I think it's a measly $8 or $10 to get in. So come and see in Christmas with some beautiful pop songs. I'll leave you with this hip-hop, and see you next week for the best of 2006 Arctic Style.
Christmas time. We're gonna do a real Christmas song. Me too.
Pop it up.
Go for it, Kane.
Jingle bell rock with hip hop. Look what we got here. Yeah, I definitely can relate. One heck of a Christmas present for 88 as I flow and let it go. So fresh like Santa. You have to say ho, ho, ho. So girls and boys, let's make some noise. Give thanks for joys and all goodies and toys for Christmas. Yes, indeed, this must be the greatest holiday treat. So people just buzz how I celebrate as we elevate. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell a great Christmas line for your delight. That's Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Son, say, where you at? Yo, son. Son, you on the mic, baby. Come on, son. Got you, son. Come on. Let's go. Kick it.
Now, I've been a good girl all year round. And this is what I want from the people who are down. Now, I am mainly speaking about my family and friends. I want a BMW, a Jaguar, or Benz. It really doesn't matter the expense of the gift. Because being around them is such a spiritual uplift. To think about all year when we're illin', to get together and just be cold chillin'. Because in the past year, I made a record with Rick. But now I'm going to end this like Eartha Kitt. It may sound cute or it may sound crazy, but this one's for you, Santa baby.
Ooh.
You hear a lot of jingle bells at Christmas time, but I deck the halls with the Christmas rhyme. Santa used to drive a sleigh in Christmas past. He was chilling when I seen him last. A Lamborghini with a spoiler kit. Driving looked like Santa, and I said, oh, it's a figment on my mind in an altered state. But chilling up north on a reindeer plate instead of Louis Vuitton or Gucci fixes. His rags had pictures of Don and Blitzens. To top it off, he had a phone in tint instead of treads. Holmes ties left footprints. He came to a hall, but he did not screech. And in the back of my mind, some said, don't reach. He said, ho, 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 yo, Shan, loud and clear. I ain't heard a rap from you in a year. Merry Christmas. Here's some beats that's brewed in the broth. And if you don't rock these, that means you're soft. He said, Shan, my man, I got a busy night. And you'll be straight next year if you rock this right. To my surprise, when I woke on Christmas dawn, I couldn't find my tapes and my lyrics were gone. But underneath the tree in a red and blue pack was up cold chill and Warner Brothers contract. So I'm here tonight to share my cheers. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, you do it again, we'll kick it again. One more time, go ahead.
No.
Now once again, let your hands applause with this contribution to Santa Claus, to Frosty, to Rudolph, etc., etc. Just remember these rhymes we said to you. Tis the season to come to reason. With the good spirit we find to be pleasing, easing every single form of tension. Also, I'd like to mention Merry Christmas to Bismarcky, Coogee Bat Polo, and Craig G. Marley Mar Glamorous, the list goes on, to Powerful Percy and TJ Swan. Like as me, Shannon, Shante get the job done. Season's greetings to everyone.
Hold it, Kane, hold it. It's not over. Wait a minute. Now I'm fly tired with the Christmas tree. The one who makes the juice crew complete. A true professional. Not an amateur.